I'm happy to welcome now back to the program Stephen Rubin. He's creator, producer, and performer of Jules Works Follies, which is a monthly event that's been going on for about a year and a half. Andrew Kirkpatrick is, as he calls himself, a recovering performer. He's co-host of this month's Jules Work Follies, and it's called the second Random Mule Jules Work Follies Showcase. It's happening this Saturday, the 21st of September at 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, as always.
So this is not just the Follies, but the Showcase. What's that?
Well, the Follies is a monthly variety show, and so every so often we want to do these showcases to present sort of highlights. I don't really want to use best of because it's never meant to be competitive, but, you know, the snippets that had been presented that were really well liked and that are more refined. And then there are some elements that are new to it, but mostly it's things that had been done over what's now 17 months. But that when they were first done, I think the showcase encourages that to be more experimental each month. So try something, you know, if you don't have a chance to rehearse enough, then you can do it with our terrific, forgiving audience. And then the showcase gives a chance at a bigger venue to be more off-book and refined.
To actually refine it and present something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amateur showcase. A lot of amateur entertainers that normally wouldn't want to get up in front of an audience or wouldn't have an opportunity to.
Now, you know about that because you do a lot of karaoke.
Right. I do too much karaoke. I'm trying to quit.
Really?
I was up too late last night.
Is it kind of addictive?
Yeah, I think it is. Yes. There's a certain group of people that seem to go a lot, and I think they all have serious problem.
Meanwhile, you will be co-hosting the Jules Works Follies Showcase with Mario Ulibarri, and so have you performed in the showcase before?
I have, yes. A few occasions I've done some presentations that were somewhat musical or somewhat comical. And then I was recruited to host at some point, and people seem to think I'm funny.
Yeah, he doesn't try to be, and that's when it winds up funny. But yeah, he's hosted several months, and every time we get more requests for him to come back. But don't make him do it every month. So.
All right, then.
And Mario is just the hero in the melodrama.
Right.
Yeah. And he's great. I met him at Benchwarmers. You know, he was in one also. And then he hadn't acted much, but he got bit by the bug. And so he participated a few months. And then he got busy prepping for the melodrama and everything else. So he'll be back for this one.
So meanwhile, Greg Turner is going to be there. And he's a punk rocker. What kind of music is Greg doing?
Greg, you know, it's a unique style that he does, but he's legendary for having been the one of the frontmen in the Angry Samoans, a big 80s bubblegum punk pop thing. That and then secretly the whole time he was on stage, he was backstage in the 80s getting a math degree. So he's a professor of mathematics and plays with his band Blood Drain Cows and you know, he's been playing around town for years, but his solo stuff is, I don't know, folk punk? Can you say that? I don't know if he really even... Well, it's hard to...
But you can say anything.
The lyrics, his lyrics are just incredibly clever and hilarious. And yeah.
Can you understand them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the main focus of his music. That
he's really funny. But the kind of punk that they did wasn't that. It wasn't like Sex Pistols or, you know, it was bubblegum punk. It was audible anyway and clever. And this is just toned down a little bit, but you know, he's one of his famous songs is about the pharmacist at Walgreens and a bobcat bite. So he's fun. It's like gets the audience giggling and
excellent.
Yeah,
and Trent Zelazny will be there with his fiction. He's an excellent fiction writer here in Santa Fe.
Yeah,
and you will be doing what you have a kind of what would you call it, Monty Python obsession?
Yes, I do. And we started, I guess, about a year ago now, doing sketches, recreating their sketches. And at first I was scared. I was like, is this sacred? You know, should we do this? And it went over well. And so now we do it every month. And we're at the point where, you know, we're kind of looking into some of the stuff that's not as famous to present, but still funny. I mean, everything they do is silly and funny.
Yeah. You know,
a lot of the stuff from the Flying Circus is hard to do on stage because it was visual, and sometimes we have to tweak the sketches a little bit. But for the showcase coming, we're doing things, you know, it's the refined bits. So although actually we are getting, we're still going to present something we hadn't, but we're doing, you know, their songs are so much fun, so we're going to redo our Philosopher's Song. Their Philosopher's Song.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And we tried to have the lyrics projected when we did it at the Aztec. It didn't work. But this time, we're actually... Oh, and there's a...
You need a bouncing ball.
Yeah, we're hoping...
Karaoke style.
Yeah. Right. But actually, this time, we do have a new element that was just added. Bill Mitchell, who's a local cinematographer and artist, and he shoots his own material that... Some of the material he shoots is like stock footage that gets sold, but he also creates video performance art and is a projectionist. He rides around town on his bicycle that he's got a projector on. So he's just agreed to be able to sign up, and so that means we'll have someone professional who can come up with the lyric scroll, because we were trying to figure it out, and it isn't as easy as it sounds if you don't know how to do that, to the bouncing ball and all.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely.
Animation.
Yeah.
It's animation. I would like to read the title of this, and it's called The Full-On Monty Python Copyright Infringement Experience, also known as the Monty Python Recreation Brigade Squad Posse, also known as Crunchy Raw Unboned Real Dead Frog Parrot Droppings.
Yes, and I have to copy and paste that each month when I need it. I created a document.
Right,
it's very well known because it's known as many things.
Yes, everyone can, yeah.
So, and lots of other stuff, comedy and poetry and homage to Stanley Kubrick, Dr. Strangelove, and all of that is happening this weekend at and much, much more at the second Random Mule Jules Works Follies Showcase. It's Saturday, September 21st at 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21. And people can just show up. You don't need to get your tickets in advance.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's you know, by donation. And we also do a raffle. We get local artists and people to donate, and so make it fun that you get raffle tickets and win some cool prizes. And also, I was going to say, we're hopefully going to have a very special guest for his birthday. Steve Terrell is hoping to be able to drop in.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
KSFR's own Steve Terrell.
Yes, so.
Yeah, I missed his show with... He and Greg performed a couple weeks ago at the Jean Cocteau, and I missed that.
That's right.
It was great. They had it rocking.
Well, Andrew Kirkpatrick will be co-host of the Jules Works Follies Showcase, along with Mario Ulibarri. Stephen Rubin is the creator, producer, and a performer in Jules Works Follies, Man About Town. We forgot to say that.
Oh, it's okay.
And thank you, gentlemen, for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for being so supportive.